Abundance.
I'm sorry, could you please repeat and say that louder?
No, abundance.
Abundance. God.
What'd you say? Say that again?
God.
Period. Let me see. When you think of depression.
Survivor.
Yeah. Pop culture.
Vocabulary. That's all I have. That's all I talk is pop culture. I don't know anything else.
Let me see. Madonna.
Necessary.
And then last but not least, I would say it's not one word, but it's going to be two words. What's the first thing that comes to mind when you think of Los Lounge?
Purpose. This microphone gives me freedom. This microphone is therapy. Like a good old-fashioned telephone call, it brings together community. This microphone gave me a platform. This microphone is needed urgency. This microphone is more than money. This microphone is verbal currency. This microphone fulfilling a void and a need deep down in the core inside of me. This microphone gives me strength. It's cheaper than any therapy. This microphone is healing someone else. This microphone heals me. This microphone should be accepted on APRO. This microphone should be renamed. This microphone is macro.
Lotus Lounge podcast is the best.
And why is it the best?
Hey, you're number one.
I love it. Perfect.
You're
thank you.
Best. You're number one.
Perfect. Welcome back to Lotus Lounge podcast 2021, first episode of the new year. New book. There's a new book to be written now. On this episode, yes, it's a preface, because I don't even want to say chapter one. It's a preface. And Harry always says, don't be singing on your podcast. Don't nobody want to, you know, hit play to listen to your punk ass sing. I'm singing. I'm sorry. There's only one song for the next couple minutes. But it goes with the whole tone of everything this episode is and is about to be, and once I publish it. I don't know why, but this song, ever since I woke up today, has been on my mind. And I don't know how good it sounds in the background, but it's called Special. Let's go.
We need to remember that love lies deep within ourselves. We have to want it so. It starts with us and no one else. We're all born with such illness inside of us. Damn, I have a need to feel real special too.
And that's what this episode is all about. Come on back to the lounge.
The need to feel special. So where does that begin? We all have a need for validation, and sometimes we forget that self-validation has to be first. And we all have a need to feel special. I have a need to feel special. But with that said, I want to make someone else feel special right now and say, Papa Hill, if you're listening, I need you to get better. Okay? Love you. Love you, Pops. We need you to... Oh, man, I'm just speaking it into the world, speaking it to universe and light and God. please restore the body with good health fighting this COVID pandemic right now. Danielle, may you and the children, I know you're on the upswing of it all and you're feeling better now, but still, just the whole principle of it. COVID-19 is not a joke, y'all. There's a reason why it's called a pandemic. It's so that people can function properly respond responsively. And when we do that by wearing masks and by doing what was told to us almost a year ago now. Okay? Hello. And look where we're at. But anyways, staying in. Actually, let's start with that. So having a need to feel special and staying in. Okay. So having a need to feel special, let's finish that first. Having a need to feel special for me means kind of a lot what she said in that song. But for me, it means also just, it starts from just always, from just childhood. Like, you know, being an only kid, even though you have siblings, but they're older than you and they don't live at home. So you have, you know, for me, I feel like that started there, right? And then, because you have cousins and stuff like that, and that's cool, but I mean, whatever, you have to, when who's under your roof? You know, it's just you, your mom, your dad, and Pops is a whole different person than I, and comes from a whole different world, and comes from a whole different world of thinking. He's a man's man, and he's that guy, and he's a Leo, okay? So he's a man's man, and he's a Leo. You do the math. You put that puzzle together. And then you throw in the fact that I'm a Taurus. So not only is there a big generation gap, and in terms of interest, a gap of, the bridge of interest is broken there because we don't have anything in common. So the need starts there, you know, in the house. You know, and so, and that's not dad's fault. I know that now, you know, I'm not throwing my dad under the bus in any which way, shape, or means. I'm just calling it like I see it. Sorry, Daddy. But the difference is, and what I will say is that he never stopped taking care of me. Pops was always in the house, even if there were stripes, he was always still there. And so that's a father as well, and so much more nurturing in my adult years. So. You do what you know how to do, and he only knew how to do what he could. So it's okay, Daddy. But because of you, I have daddy issues. And because of daddy issues, you know, we laugh, but it's true. Comes a void and that need to feel special. The need to be loved in a way. I don't know if that means just coming from like a male authority or just in general, just whatever. But for me, it's been because of that. So in my relationships with like male authorities in my life or people that male, that whether it was a cousin or whatnot, the need to feel validated and as equal, the need to get that attention that I don't get in a sense because, you know, you're in a fucking female covered family, you know, where are all the men at? Anyways, what I'm trying to say is that even that happens too in love, and it affects your patterns in relationships. Yes. I sound so monotone and boring, and I'm so sorry. It's just, I feel, it's just the vibe of the day. So, with that said, that is the need to feel special. It is because then that affects self-love too. And if you're someone who doesn't have self-love, then you're fucked. You got to manage and you got to learn. So this is self-care. And I like to think that I know how to manage now and have for quite some time. And so this is part of that management. And it's great. It's great. It makes me smile. And I'll take anything right now to smile. So, with that said, I want to talk to you guys about my mom and let you know that she's had a second surgery for breast cancer, and we're fighting this journey, her and I together, and Pops. And a big shout out to my Aunt Cookie, who is my mom's sister and had to deal and with this bullshit too of cancer, breast cancer. And so I guess it's my mom's up to bat now. And my mom's mood is really inspiring. She's upbeat. She's still up and around the house. And she's really not forgetting her purpose. And that is, I always thought my mom was born here to be I don't want to sound like a 1940s or 50s husband. Like, your role is the wife and a mother. But because she did those two so well, in my opinion, not perfect. Sorry, mommy, I'm not throwing you under the bus. Not perfect, but in my opinion, she's really done an excellent job at that. So it makes you see what people's purposes are, you know, too. And for me, I always felt like, I know my mom has her own dreams and stuff. I'm sure she did when she was a little girl, but she just needs to know that you rocked it at parenting, and you damn sure rocked it at parenting. So I see that in hindsight. Anyways, the point is that, so she just had a second surgery for breast cancer, and it was a success. So now we're waiting to start chemo and get that process going and win this war, because it's a war, isn't it? It's a war that probably a lot of my audience is probably struggling with now or dealing with. So please stay strong. You know, just listen, do what my mom does. Go put on some P. Diddy. She loves Diddy. Diddy, if you're listening, mommy loves you. There's a new book on the shelf. It's called A New Year. It's called Transitions. And I just, you know, it's called Therapeutic. Anyways, let me pick up this paper and stay focused. I'm sorry. I know that this sounds like a boring episode, but just ride with me. So with that, attachment. We get attached, right? So because you need to feel special, because I need to feel special, if I get attached to things, if there's a void or something, when you detach or you pull it away from me, or I suffer a loss, for me, personally speaking, I go through it hard. And I don't deal with that well. I think that I have managing skills and coping skills now, and I'm doing it now, obviously. I find this empowering. I find this uplifting. It doesn't feel it in the moment, but I know it is. So I see the bigger picture. And that's what I guess what I'm trying to say is that I'm just right now I'm affected by things. I'm affected by things in life right now. And I'm trying to navigate how to deal with it as a man, but also trying to navigate how to handle all these things on one plate and do it without getting to like a burnout point, or more importantly, without falling into a deep, dark depression. Do you understand what I'm telling you now? Does it all make sense now? That's the point of the episode. Is that I don't want to do that. I've been there. I've done that many years ago. Many, many of times. And right now we've got a bigger picture right now. My mom. And not only that, but I have surgery in several days. And part of that surgery is to find out if I'm at risk for cancer if I have it. So there's that. All right. And then just other changes as well, which won't be spoken about, but yeah, that's it. That's what this episode's about. Let's take a break. I'm going to open the back door and go get some sunshine and go get some air. I'm going to take a break from recording. I'm going to hit pause because it's necessary. It's needed. I'm sure you can hear it in my voice. So, and that's okay. It's okay. Don't cry for me, Argentina. Don't cry for me, Argentina. The truth is, I never left you all through my wild days. Oh, you stupid, stupid man-child, you. By mad existence, I kept my promise. You're like, do not invite him to the karaoke party. Oh, no, honey. Oh, no, honey. Don't play with me. Let me tell you. I'd surprise you. Do not play games with me. All right, let's take a break. I'm going to go shanty on outside. Does anyone still say shanty? I'm going to go shimmy myself outside just to get some vitamin D. I live by a beautiful river called the Connecticut River. So I'm going to go in there and just throw myself in to drown. No, I'm joking. I'm going to go in there and go get some sun and some fresh air and then come back into the apartment and get invigorated for the next section. I'm also really excited about these two burgers I'm about to cook. Honey, look, I still got to eat. Food and feeling the type of way don't got nothing to do with each other, okay? I don't understand people. But you know what, though? I do that, too. Are you an emotional eater? Are you an emotional eater? Do you either stop eating when you're emotional, or do you eat more? Or are you just a foodie that you just don't, you know, you're like, food ain't got shit to do with that. I still got to eat. All right. Well, I still got to eat. So I got two seasoned up burgers sitting there waiting for me. Woo, Lord. Okay, when we come back, we are going to talk about this new thing that I'm on, that I'm starting, and I don't want to say it's a New Year's resolution. I hate that shit. Fuck that. It's just necessary, okay? It's part of the medicine. It's part of the medicine. And we're going to talk about social media detox. It's all at the lounge, and you already know. Yo, the sandcastle that held strong, the sandcastle no long, girl washing ashore to be held with conviction, I assure. Fortresses fell over into decay. All I see is heavy snowstorms in the month of May. A wall was meant to divide. Otherwise, it was meant to have Keith Haring artwork on it. Perception complete opposite. I'll take a double shot of tequila. Cien años, please. I'll pour you a shot, too, as you watch me bleed. My therapy couch, the mic, or the pen. I was feeling like a million. I got dialed back to 10. Professor, professor, let me profess to you, I can't fail this exam. A crown doesn't matter if broken is the human. I feel broken. I woke up today in I woke up today very angry. I woke up today in a rage and feeling, I feel like broken. On so many different like levels, and it's ridiculous. And I don't know why I'm hitting record, but it's a different day. So I'm doing this episode. I don't know if I'll release it today. I don't know if I'll release it in a month. I don't know if I'll release it as days go by. I don't know what the game plan is right now, just because my mental and my emotional got dialed back to 10. So there's just so much going on right now. For me, like, self-care is, like, I'm so proud of myself, because I probably would have, I don't know,
how to express this, but I deal with pain. Not so good. I don't really know, like, how to handle true hurt, you know? This whole season, this whole holiday season was just wrapped in a box of hurt. And so, hurt. And I know it's probably a box of a lesson, you know? Like, I'm not stupid. I'm not, you know, don't bust out a violin for me. This isn't the point of me saying this, but what I do want to say is that I'm hurt. I've hurt others. My mom's hurting and fighting for her life. There's other things that are going on, and it's just like, I don't know how to articulate it. I feel stupid now. But I'm just hurt. When I woke up feeling like that today, and it's only 10:13 in the morning, Sunday, the next day. I've been on vacation from work for about a week and a half, which has been great. I'm actually looking forward to going back tomorrow so I can just stay busy, go into the office, get stuff done, get back on my grind. And then I have surgery in the next several days. And it's going to be a painful one. And also, it will be the precursor to find out, like, if I'm at risk for cancer, if I have a certain type of cancer. So, it's not exciting. I'm not so much worried about that. I'm more worried about everyone else that I'm thinking of in my head and the other situations that I have expressed without hopefully saying too much. But let's take a break. When we come back, we'll keep talking. I'm still going to follow my structure here on my plan. I have a little paper that I wrote yesterday for a little outline. And we'll come back. You know, we're going to keep connecting. Let's go.
Hey, everybody, this is Carlos, otherwise known as Los, your host from Los's Lounge Podcast. Hey, listen, have you ever been stuck with low or no data and you couldn't listen to your favorite podcast or do anything much, really? Well, let's focus on podcasts here. Or maybe it's one of those days where you were just getting spotty cell phone service. Listen, we've all been there. Honey, stop sweating the issue, because I have the ultimate solution for you. Every podcast on the podcast listening app and website, Bullhorn, comes with a 10-digit phone number where you can call in and you can listen to the podcast like this one. What? Are you kidding me? It's fabulous. So there's no more reason why you should be missing episodes, because low or no data with Bullhorn's data-free listening capabilities, you'll be set from here on out. If you're never without internet service and you're looking for a new podcast app with an awesome interface or just one right easy to use, then Bullhorn is also for you. Download Bullhorn podcast app in your provider's app store or stream on their website, bullhorn.fm. Big shout out to Bullhorn. Get on it. You heard me?
Welcome back, everybody, to the lounge. And I am your host, Carlos, Mr. Reyes. Call me Los, love of self, and that's the purpose of the journey, love of self, freedom. I spoke a little bit about social media. I think I did. I have to listen to what I recorded yesterday, but social media detox. And I want to talk about that a little bit because it's a journey that I'm back on now. And it sucks because I need to promote. I mean, no one's telling me to do this. No one's forcing me to do this. But, you know, I'm in a place I don't want to see nothing. I don't really care about social media. So, bye-bye Facebook. And see you later, IG. But on the Lowell's Lounge podcast. See, I have my personal Instagram and I have my Instagram for the podcast. The Instagram for the podcast, I'm certainly going to keep on promoting my work on there because I still have work to do. And that's business. But as far as my personal stuff, I could care less what everybody's doing. I don't want to see what everybody's doing. I don't need you to know what I'm doing. The oversharing of it all and just the whole mental aspect of it all, and it's just I'm so over it. You know, I'm so over it. So, you know, I need esteem to improve. I need my anxiety to reduce, you know. This whole entire, you know, idea of FOMO is stupid. You know, fear of missing out. Man, ain't nobody checking for me. And the people that are subscribed to this. And they call me. And they reach out to me. And you know who you are. And I appreciate you. But everyone else, like, come on, man. You don't want to see the joy right now when everybody's... I mean, I had to see it through this holiday season. And I was mad. I was like, ugh. Why don't I feel this? Anyways. Plus, I want to be present. And I want to appreciate moments more. Like I did when I started 2020. That's how I ended 2019. And I took 6 months off of social media. And it was such... It was beautiful. It was a beautiful experience. It really was. You gain more free time. You just gain more free time for yourself. And you really can... You just... Listen. It does wonders for the mental health. It does wonders for your mind. It's so liberating to not have to pick up the phone. Because I'm doing this podcast now. And because we are now at 5,000 downloads or streams or whatever the reference is. Terminology is, it's first of all, thank you. It's an honor, and may that number have several zeros afterwards in the future. And it will, and I need you to help me get there just by spreading the word and reviewing each episode and rating it, and also using the hashtag Lowell's Lounge Podcast, and or just reach out to me, just share it out with your friends, share it on your social. I'm telling you that I'm walking away from social media for a while, but I'm asking you to, if you're not walking away, could you please share my podcast? Because it's necessary. So I'm going down that route, and it's time to connect with the real world again. It's time to stop feeling so competitive. It's time to just improve my overall mood and anonymity. Just a little bit of anonymity. And it's ironic to say that word when I'm speaking about this so personally on my podcast. But that was always the goal, was for it to be the therapy room for me. Good, bad, or indifferent. And I said it in the poem I wrote and I read earlier. This microphone, it's not just about being sitting here all day and You know, it's about it, your point of view is the most valuable thing you have. And this is a lifelong dream that I've had, to be in media, to be, you know, I wanted to work on radio as a boy, other than be a dancer. That was always the goal in some which way, shape, or form. And I became a lot more, you know, and I'm grateful for it. I'm not a perfect human being, but I'm grateful for the energy that I've created. I'm totally worth it, you know? Not perfect, but worth it. So social media break will be in order. So please keep following me on Twitter, though, at Los Lounge. On Instagram, it's Los Lounge _podcast. Those I will keep because business comes first. When we come back, I want to probably close this episode out a little earlier, but I don't know. Come back and we'll see what we'll talk about. I have a list here of things on my structure. So let's take a break. And let's see how we feel. All right. Forever begins. Lounge. I called the Madam X for backup. And you know what's funny? I'm about to get my day started, right? And since I started recording till now, I feel good. I told you this microphone was therapy. Who's crazy? Who's crazy? Ay, Dios santo. Vos yo pienso que soy loco. And I can't let you drive me crazy. I won't let you drive me crazy. Puto loco, loco, loco. Vos de mi carne, puto loco. You driving me crazy. I'm driving myself crazy. Alright, let's take another break. I had a whole speech out and I had written little notes for this next piece. But fuck it. Come back to the lounge, and we're gonna close this segment out. I wanna end this on a. I wanna end this with light and some love. Let's go. So I'm part of this amazing team. Shout out to Nikki, Podcast Preparations Inc. You know, and I need you guys to all check out these podcasts. Well, thank you first of all for checking out mine, and you better not go anywhere. The Jimmy Bonds Podcast, The Visionary Podcast, TNT Crimes Podcast, The More Than Athletes Podcast, and a big hello, a big shout out, a big salute to the Terrence Henry Experience. The Terrence Henry Experience is the latest on the team, the latest show to join the roster at Nikki PP Inc. I've made the decision to kind of just close out this episode now and not do it in stems of days, because the beat still has to go on. My favorite song of 2019 was We Got Love by Teyana Taylor, for many reasons, other than it's a dope song too. But when we talk about love too, we got to talk about self-love. Love for God. I don't know how you feel in your spirituality, but start there and start working on the self, or continue the work. Continue where you left off. It's not about restarting anything. It's about picking up where you left off and just polishing the surfaces. So my ass is gonna take a shower. I'm gonna go grocery shopping. Go make a day of it. I know I've been a little down and out on this episode, but thank you for listening, and I hope you've connected, and hopefully you heal from this too. Someone needed to hear this. And so when we say we got love, we need to have love for everybody. Continue to love yourself and continue to stay safe in this pandemic. God bless you all, and please support me on social media. We'll talk soon.